The Gemara says in Brachos and Daf Nun, Gimel she'achuk echad ein rishon l'chalek, that when three people eat together, they can't break up. In other words, there's a halacha of Zimun, that when three people or more eat together, they're obligated to join in for the Birkas HaMazon. Excuse me. And the one who eats the group, the Mizamin, he reads the Birkas HaZimun as well as the Birkas HaMazon. We'll see, that was the old practice. And there's a difference if you have 10 people, or if you have 10 people, you say Barak Elo Keno Shachana Mishalo. So you add Elo Keno when you have 10. That's just the basics. The Gemara tells us in Daf Mem Ches that Din HaGemara, only the Mizrumin will recite Birkas HaMazon, and everyone else would be listened. And they answer Amen to the Mizrumin's Bracha. Why don't we do that today anymore? Or do we? Well, we don't. Is because people find it hard to concentrate and listen to the Mizamin's Zimun. Therefore, in Shulchan Aruch, it says each person in the group should do Birkas HaMazon quietly along with the Mizamin. They should try to finish before and hear the Mizamin's Bracha. So, just like we have that's the halacha. And when you have 10, you do a volcano. Without 10, you just do the zeman. So the question is like this. The Mishnah says, if you have 10 or more people, they can't separate into small groups. They all have to join one group, because if they have a small group, they won't mention a volcano. But if you have 10, you can mention El Elkanah. So the Gemara tells us that when Rava ate at the Reish Galus's home, he didn't listen to this recommendation. He formed his own Zimun, and only three people. He didn't wait for the Reish Galusa. He didn't wait to join the Reish Galus's Zimun of more than 10. So just to repeat, so when the Gemara said that when Rava was at the Reish Galus's house, he broke into his own small groups and he didn't make 10. So how could he go against the Mishnah? So the Gemara says, because the reason, he had a good reason. The reason why he didn't join the Reish Galus's 10 plus large Zeman was because it was too noisy and he wouldn't be able to hear the Reish Galus's Bracha, Zimun. So therefore, that's why he couldn't do it. There's a Machlokas, the Beis Yosef, and the Magen Avraham. What exactly does that mean? Why was Rava allowed to break off to his own? What couldn't he hear exactly? So the Beis Yosef says, what was Rava concerned about? He wasn't going to hear the Birkas HaZimun of the Reish Galusa. Therefore, according to the Beis Yosef, if you're eating with a large group, a bris, a wedding, as long as you can hear the Birkas HaZimun, then you can't break into a small group. It seems to be the Iker. The way the Beis Yosef learns the Gemara, the Iker is hearing about the Reish Galusa Zimun. The Magen Avraham says no. He couldn't hear the whole Birkas HaMazon. And even if you could hear the Zima but not the rest of it, you're allowed to separate into your own group. And if at least so it's a Machlokas, the Beis Yosef and the Magen Avraham, how you understand why he broke off in the Reish Galus, either because he couldn't hear the Zimun, or he couldn't hear the whole benching. So that's a major machlokas. So, if you, one is when is good enough to break off. So why didn't Rava make one of 10? Why did he only make a Zeman of 3? And therefore, Lechori, you wouldn't have the problem of Elokeinu. Because he felt that would be a pagam in the cover of the Reish Galusa. You can make a group of 3 quietly, no one's going to know, but 10's a big, much, it's a much bigger scene. So what about today, Lamaisa? What are grounds if you're at a wedding, a bris, and you want to leave before benching? Is it permitted or not? So the Magen Avraham says, if you're going to perform a mitzvah, then you leave before Zeman. So according to the Magen Avraham, you have grounds if you have to go to a Dvar Mitzvah. The Sma says, let's say you're working, if someone gets paid by the day or week, so you shouldn't wait around. If you're finished eating, you're ready to go. The assumption is your boss would probably not consent to taking extra time off. Of course, man hazeh, you might have your lunch, you might be off anyway, but that's what the Sma writes. Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igros Moshe writes that if one wants to leave a wedding before Birkas HaMazon, because whatever the reason, you got to get home, it's too late, you want to get up early for Minyan, he should begin his meal that he has a kavanah not to be mitzaref with the other people. And that's what the Chochma Shlomo writes. If you begin your meal with the intent not to join with your friends, so it's like you're eating alone, and therefore you could do Birkas HaMazon privately even without a Zeman. I guess you could, if you're eating alone, you can't do a Zeman. I guess you could have in mind the 3 of you, perhaps. But Aruch HaShulchan writes that if one is at a wedding, a bris, some other simcha, and it's a long time so they're going to be benching, he's permitted to recite Birkas HaMazon with a group of 3. You know, going to Aruch HaShulchan, if you could get 10 in, that could be better also if you're not going to create a scene and you could leave early. Like the Reish Galusa would have been upset. Maybe these people won't care. Anyway, because this guy, if we're concerned about the guest, the Reish Galusa's honor, it justifies Birkas HaMazon without Zeman, or at least without Zeman of... without Zeman either Rotter or without Zeman of 10. So too, if you're feeling also Tsar, that's enough to forgo Zeman. And if you have to leave early, so you could do the 3 or 10. Yeah, but those are the different sheetahs. So we know you do 10 for Elokeinu, 3 for not, and generally you can't break up. If you have 10, you can't break off, because you're not going to say, Elokeinu, I, Rava, did it. Because he was at the Reish Galusha's house, so therefore it was too noisy. So Beis Yosef says it was too noisy, he couldn't hear the Zeman. If he heard the Zeman, if he was able, then he wouldn't be able to break up. And the Magen Avraham says, no, the mitzvah is to listen to the whole bench. If you can't listen to everything, at least the first bracha, so then that's grounds for a breaking up, for benching early. And then we said different Lamaisa, if you go to a wedding, so as long as, so according to the Magen Avraham, if you have to go for a Dvar Mitzvah, you could leave before Zeman. According to the Sma, if someone's on a working condition, obviously you need permission from your employee to stay extra for Zeman. Ramosha writes, if you plan on leaving in the beginning, cause early, so Yechavin Shlo Yitzkari for Kviyas Mshari, quotes to Chacha Shlomo, says that if you begin the meal with the intent not to join your friend, so therefore, it's like he's eating alone. He could bench without Zeman. And Aruch HaShulchan says, if it's a log meal, and it's, you know, you don't have time, it's a big tircha, it's tsar to wave, and you don't want to stay up to 2 in the morning or whatever time it is, or you don't want to stay up to 10 o'clock at night. So this guy, for the host honor, we say you're allowed to have a 3 instead of a 10.